We're the Night Shift Bandits. Join us and our sister podcast, Perspective Discussions, where they talk about love, life, and relationships on any platform that you can find podcasts. Also, like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We also have a Twitch channel, and you can donate to us on our GoFundMe and Patreon, where you can help us bring you better content. Our link tree is down in the description. Thanks for joining us.
Saint no story RPG, it's real life. And this ain't me doing a reference to Rudy Ray Moore. I can't do it. I'm sorry. And I'm sure some of you are all thanking me too. But this is the Night Shift of Bandits. We're coming at you again, talking to you about some of the things that matter. Like the greatest character that Hollywood never wanted. Night Shift Bandits. Punching the clock once again. Starting off with...
Hey guys, it's me, Professor Zach. Hello, hello.
Master Honor Thomas here. Welcome.
And once again, here I am, the one and only Bri, the cool guy. Welcome back.
And welcome to another episode of, indeed, the Night Shift Bandits. And today we are talking about Dolemite 1975. No, not the Netflix movie.
No.
My name is Dolemite. We're talking about the original.
Yeah, the OG Dolemite. The one that had such glorious acting. The set pieces. Amazing.
Before we start.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The shootout.
Yeah.
You know, you heard Thomas in the beginning. Go do what he said.
Yeah, please.
Please. Yeah, you heard him, right? So, guys, commence the discussion.
So, I first want to talk about the fact that I didn't realize that this movie took place inside Chicago until 54 minutes and 29 seconds.
Oh no. It's in LA.
It's in LA?
Yeah, it's in LA.
Okay, so he just makes so many references to Chicago.
There was a lot of references to Chicago.
Okay.
But no, they're in LA. Because I double checked that.
Because, well, the thing was when, what's his name?
Willie Green.
Yeah, when Willie Green said...
Of the Fourth War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, he said something about tell Maya Daly that Willie Green, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, are they in Chicago?
Yeah, no, I double checked that. They're in L.A.
Okay.
They probably say it.
Yeah.
Because you got my favorite girl.
Shy.
Oh, my God. She is. I'm like, you're so adorable. Chicago.
Yeah, she was bad.
She was bad. She was cute. She was like, I'm going to go in and talk to him. And she said it with, like, she knows the way she introduced herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she says it with such confidence.
I'm shy. Like what?
No. She said, I'm shy from Chicago. Like, girl, you from out south.
Yep.
I could tell.
Absolutely a Southsider.
It's like seeing Riri Williams in Wakanda Forever. I'm like, you live down the street from me.
Yeah.
In particular.
Exactly.
Actually, I think I know you.
Like, I remember seeing you a few times.
Right.
Didn't you accidentally blow up that garbage can on the bus stop?
I mean, I have no sympathy.
No, none. I'm just curious how you did it. That's all. But yeah, like, all the characters, including the... Because the city doesn't even matter. That could have been in Boston for all I care.
It really didn't.
That movies like that don't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Because like every city in the country was pretty much exactly the same as that place at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it just didn't matter.
You know, like, that place?
But what did matter was how many times he got locked up.
Bro. Okay, so first of all, we didn't even talk about Dolemite yet. Yeah. So, first of all, Dolemite. Main character of the movie.
Played by Rudy Ray Moore.
One of the baddest dudes that you have ever seen in fiction.
Nah.
Because this man fought off, what, 4 or 5 dudes with guns?
Yes.
By himself. Did not get punched.
At all.
Because he played, he went by the number one rule.
Yeah.
Cheat and live.
Yep.
Exactly. Look, you saw him with the kung fu.
Karate.
My boy.
My bad.
Karate.
Yeah, you can't confuse him with another black icon, Black Dynamite. Confuse him with him. Although it is very easy to.
I'm not confusing him at all. I mean, Black Dynamite is cool, but Dolemite is the baddest motherfucker you've ever seen. He said so in his own movie.
Okay, so has Dolomite ever survived an explosion in space and fell to Earth and then survived that?
My boy has several albums and a couple more movies after this, so I'm pretty sure he probably does.
We need to go through that legacy.
Man.
But
coming soon.
He is definitely like one of the coolest dudes that you will find. He is very macho and of the time.
If I had watched those movies when I was a few years younger.
It influenced a lot of people, obviously.
Yeah. Like, it's, when I mentioned it to, like, my granddad, you know, he started giving me, like, a little bit of a history lesson, like, oh, you know, that was around my time. And actually, I don't know if he watched the Netflix movie. Actually, I should ask him.
Dolomite Is My Name? Yeah, he should watch that.
Because he's good at watching movies. Yeah. Like, you know, him and my grandma, they're retired, so what else are they going to do, right?
Yeah.
So I should ask him about that, actually.
Absolutely.
My grandparents are also quite well-versed in movie watching.
Yeah, like, so...
I mean, I guess that's mine. They watch whatever they want to watch, which is mostly the news.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
But, again, just Dolomite just being iconic for an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah. Like, there's really no way to describe Dolomite to you without you experiencing Dolomite for himself.
Like, it's just...
It is definitely something you have to watch to fully understand. I will say that.
You do, because we can describe it, but it's like, it's such... Rudy Ray Moore has such a unique flavor to him.
Yeah.
That you have to watch it. But what I will say is that Dolomite does have a heart of gold.
Oh, yeah. He is a badass with a heart of gold.
He is. He is, man. Like, you know,
Before he was Randy Savage.
He was down for his people, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, you see him... He's cool with the ladies, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With the wars, or whatever you want to call them, you know.
The toots.
I've never heard that one, but okay.
I've heard toots before.
You mean toots?
No, toots.
Oh.
As okay. In prostitutes.
Oh. Okay. I'm not even going to go into. I'm not going into that tangent.
The politically correct term is sex worker.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes, it is.
So it's toots apparently. Anyway.
I've heard it before. I can't say anything about those guys. Yeah.
Because, you know, Dolomite, I think we said this, is a pimp. So, of course, you know, he has some hoes, right? Yeah. So, and it just sounds ridiculous because now that I think about it, you're a pimp that knows kung fu.
Karate.
Hoes that. I'm sorry. Karate. You're a pimp that knows karate, and then you have hoes that know karate now, because they were in there practicing their karate, those ladies were...
Not even just the hoes, like, the other male people that he had.
Like, everyone, too.
Literally, his entire staff.
Yo, his cook. His chef knew kung fu.
His chef knew karate.
Like...
That's 3 for 3, bro.
Look, I'm probably going to mess that up for the rest of the podcast.
I'm having a count.
Okay. I don't care. Put like the Krillin count. Put it on the lower bottom left of the screen. All right, whatever. It's been a while.
That's a good question. Right. It's bottom right. Yeah.
Got it. Cool.
Like he got everyone around him to learn karate. He made sure before he went to jail, everyone was set up and could still make ends meet and try to get better with you know, their funds before he went to jail. He put away a savings so that when he got out of jail, in case of bad happenings, he could pay it off so he would not be in debt. Mans is also a genius.
He is a genius. Like, he literally have, like, everything set up. He has backup plans for his backup plans.
He's like Batman.
Exactly. Like, literally, you're Batman. You have contingency plans for your contingency plans.
Yeah. Also... I do like how when the movie started, they literally told you why he's in prison, why he's about to get out, and what he needs to do.
This man,
then he said, "Fuck that."
He really did.
I'm gonna do what I want to do.
He was Eric Carmen O'Mori. I do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally.
What I want.
This man got locked up in this movie, like. At least
four times?
Yeah, and each time he got out.
Bro, he got locked up on murder and got out.
I think he dodged arrest even more.
Yes, you know? 70s, man.
I mean, it's the 70s. That's true. Because, of course, you know, you have the whole 70s blaxploitation tropes.
I mean, I think this is more of the blueprint for all of that. The whole blaxploitation. I don't know if it came out first or not, but...
Now, I'm not educated enough to say if it's a blueprint or not, but what I will say is that it does have all the tropes.
Yeah. Like, well, that's what I said. I think that it's a blueprint.
Yeah, No, I'm speaking for me.
Okay.
I'm just speaking for me. But yeah, like, you know, you have the white FBI guys who are at least a little... No, they're not FBI, they're cops. Yeah. Because that plays in
And they're later. Dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha. They're because... they were dicks. Good job, Brian.
Yeah.
Good job.
I miss Dick Tracy, low-key. You can bring that back.
He misses that yellow trench coat, really.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to call him Dick Tracy. I don't care. He's one of the few characters that get away with the name Dick. Who isn't a Grayson.
I was about to say, what about Dick Grayson?
Yeah.
He had you.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I know.
Had that all planned out, but it is true.
But for these two guys, those two police officers detectives that kept harassing him, they blatantly told their plans to frame them. Did drugs in front of them.
Yes. No, I laughed when
he had the freaking little pit.
He got on something
right there, buddy.
My buddy, he just did it so casually.
He didn't even care.
He was like, oh, man, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, and he was like, hey, you got something there. And he just completely ignored him and kept talking like, I do not care. He can see all this. And he's still going to go to jail.
Exactly. And guess what? It's the 70s, so he can do it. And no one will believe him.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you have those tropes. Of course, you know, again, the fighting tropes. Everyone got no karate.
Thank you.
Yeah. I did it at the time, guys. Yeah, and I'll still probably screw it up later.
So with everyone knowing karate and not being able to like properly throw a punch or a kick.
Hilarious.
The choreography was just astounding. Like they had all the right ideas on what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They just could not execute it properly.
At all.
And like, they tried so hard. But in the end.
The blood. Can we talk about the blood? Because guess what? It's not blood.
Nah.
It's not blood. It's clearly not.
And I'm looking at the minimal blood spatter you see is just red paint that some dude threw on the ground.
Yeah, they were just like, all right. Get a paintbrush and whap it at the wall or the floor.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of like, and I mean, we could jump around, whatever, we're kind of doing it already.
Yeah.
When he killed Willie Green.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, what was funny was that I was watching it, and then on that part I blinked because it happened so fast.
Yeah.
Like the actual grabbing his heart.
Yeah.
Or like, I get, it was a heart, right?
I think so.
But he grabbed it from his stomach.
Yeah, but I think it was supposed to stab him in the heart, but it looked like he stabbed him in the sternum, maybe?
No, he pulled a Kano. Like, he just grabbed
his heart. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, that happened super quick.
And then he puts his guts on his chest for some reason.
I was wondering, like, why he was doing that.
I was
just across it. I was like, what?
Are you just saying I have defeated my opponent?
Basically.
Okay.
I wonder if that's where Mortal Kombat got the idea from. Ed Boon, did you get the idea of doing fatalities from watching Dolomite? Because
no, you got to tweet at him.
Hmm?
You got to tweet at him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so I'll tweet at him later. You all tweet at him, too.
Yeah. Just tweet it. We love you, Ed Boon.
And ask him about Dolomite.
Yeah. Ask him, does he know anything about Dolomite? He probably does.
I'm hoping that he does.
I bet you does.
He probably does.
Mortal Kombat 12.
Bro! I want Dolomite. I will buy Mortal Kombat 12 if Dolomite is in the game.
Watch. 5 minutes later. Character reveal. Dolomite.
Done deal. That's it. I'm getting the game.
I want Doomslayer.
As long as he has all his girls for a super move come out and do this huge combo to you, like each one of them doing something.
Can I tell you how cool it is that you just have like combo, like Karate Girls.
Yes.
That is like, awesome. It's just... Man, I mean,
It's a prerequisite to all great anime harem pro tags who have a bunch of badass girls on the, around, surround
he
him.
He is a harem pro tag.
No, he is. I mean, except he embraces the girls. The
yeah. Boy. He's
an American anime tag.
Yeah. I mean, think, and he's a kind pimp too. Like he's
not a like very, he is a very kind pimp.
Like isn't that just standard good business to be good to your to the people who make your money?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like then, especially now, you can get away with it, but some shit you can't get away with. Just saying to all you people who might have an idea to go into that kind of work.
Yeah, like it's just. But yeah, and they just know kung fu.
Karate.
Whatever. See, didn't I say I was going to mess it up later?
You did. Like, you did. But, I mean,
then do it.
Okay, so the fact that he didn't even decide to have all of his people learn karate, his bottom bitch decided, yo, I want everybody to know this so they can all defend themselves because he's in jail right now.
She's the bottom lady.
Moving on.
Once again, all I saw was ding, ding. I am not going to stop pressing like punch.
No.
That was so funny. I really hope that's like in our backlog somewhere. You have to watch our videos on YouTube for that.
Yeah, our Guilty Gear videos in particular.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's definitely a Nagore Yuki versus Saul thing.
Oh shit. But
did you lose the plot?
I mean, okay, I will not lie. The plot kind of lost me a little bit.
We were talking about how...
No, I mean not the movie.
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. We were talking about how Queen Bee decided to tell have all the people learn karate. You almost got me doing it.
Yeah. Come to the dark side, we got cookies.
And I like brownies.
And tacos.
I like burritos.
Okay, we'll bone it even more so it can make What's it a burrito. One's wrapped like a baby.
Yeah. One, you have to swaddle one. So, oh, shit. She had everyone, like, learning karate and defending themselves because, you know... But, I almost said Black Dolomite. Dolomite.
See, you're messing up worse than me.
Right? So... Dolomite was it because he was in jail. So, yes, that was really dope. I like Queen Bee for that. She came up with that whole thing and then made his whole operation better, even though bad news still, you know, lost the club. But she definitely like put in for him. I liked her about that.
She kept the business going. She made it better.
Definitely kept the business going.
Made it better.
Also. Shy. I just wanted to say her name.
No. Shy. Sure, for Chicago.
You're right.
You gotta say the whole thing.
Like a pimp.
Yes.
Like or a Tribe Called Quest. Yes, exactly. Say the whole thing.
You gotta say the whole thing.
Shy.
From
Chicago.
Short for Chicago.
Oh, short for Chicago. That's yes. Right. Shy. Short for Chicago.
She was so adorable.
She was.
She was so adorable. Like.
And then she said, the scene where she just walked into the strip club and then sat down and was like, oh, I'm waiting for somebody.
Yeah.
Like, this was her place.
Bro.
Like,
Dolomite and his crew just have, they're not afraid of nobody.
They are the most disrespectful people I've seen.
Bro, you can be.
Hey, you gotta earn respect.
Bro, you can be Galactus. Bro, and they'll be like, you're not eating this earth. I'm sorry. And they will fight and beat Galactus.
Yep.
They
like,
will.
Nah, you just not finna do it. Like, the first time he gets arrested, when they were like, open this up. All right. He opens up the trunk of his car, and they're like, all right, what's all this stuff? Man, that ain't my shit. I don't know how that got in there.
And it's like the most convincing sarcasm line that you'll ever hear in your life.
Exactly.
It's like, nah, that's not mine, bro.
I was like, man, I totally believe it's not his.
We found it in your car. So, nah, bro.
He doesn't know how I got. He probably let somebody use his car.
Yeah, you don't know.
How do you know?
How do you know?
And then the drugs that was clearly not planted.
Clearly not planted. And the kick that clearly didn't connect. But hey, we're not gonna talk about that.
Those were some of my favorite parts of this movie.
The bad fighting.
Just the choreography.
It was so
bad fighting.
So lovely.
And see,
so lovely.
And see, the thing is that, and I seen the Eddie Murphy movie, and again, I didn't do my proper research behind the production of the film.
Right.
But if anything, it seemed like that was for one of his first production.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I did
read that. I think it was his first production.
It was, because I did read that.
Yeah.
But they really got, everyone was an amateur.
Yeah.
I think the only people who had the most experience looked like it was the crew.
Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, these are amateurs? Oh, I had no idea.
Because, and what's funny was that, I remember you were texting, put in the group chat, and you were like, yo, I don't think YouTube got the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, suddenly, like, wait, that's how it's cut. And I'm like, yep. Yes.
Okay, so I was watching the movie, and then I just saw some weird cut, and I was like, wait, I've been seeing way too many weird cuts. Did YouTube just censor this movie and cut it?
Right.
And then I was like, all right, he said it was on Tubi, too, so I'm going to go check it out on Tubi.
Yeah.
So I went to Tubi to those exact scenes, and I was like, oh, no, this is just the movie.
That's just the movie.
Okay. This is even funnier now. This is just better.
70s cinematography.
Like,
they cut out scene. They cut to one scene to another scene. No transition.
And then there's these moments in the movie that take like a minute. And all it is just some dude walking down the street.
Yeah. Or my favorite, we're just going to walk to the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
he just conjures his way to a free lunch and just starts walking to his car.
Yeah, like, I'm like, we're just going to walk this.
Like, I zoned out so many times because of those scenes.
Hey, what was the crackhead's name?
Creeper, I think.
No, it was something cool.
It was
like something like Hamburger King or something.
Who else saw Basshead right there?
Well, only me. I didn't hear what you said.
I said, who else was thinking of Basshead in that moment?
Oh, when I saw him? Yeah. That was exactly what it is, so.
Yeah. But yeah, I forgot. I think it was like Hamburger King or something.
Something like that.
Or something like that. But I was like, that's kind of a cool name.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he even cared for, you know, for the crackhead. He was like, bro, when you gonna stop taking that stuff?
Yep.
Stop that, man.
He don't want drugs in the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Just like it's Black Dynamite. They're completely different people, though. I swear that they are.
Yeah, like, literally. Like I said, the character has a heart of gold. I mean, obviously, product of his time.
Yeah.
Where, you know, black people came, we're together, we took care of each other, right? Yep. So, and that's what he did, even for down to the crackhead, to his lovely ladies of the night.
Yep. Shy, short from Chicago. Short for Chicago.
Yes, thank you. Get her name right too. I got. But and then Willie Green.
Okay, yeah. So the quote unquote bad guy of the movie.
Because there's two of them.
Yeah. I think there's more than two, isn't there?
I think. Oh, you're right.
Because it's the cops. Then it's Willie Green. But then it's also that one dude who literally comes out of nowhere.
Comes out of nowhere. The one with the smile, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with that weird smile.
Nowhere, just popped up. Hi!
But at that point, because he had a bounty on his head, remember?
Yeah.
So he was a bounty hunter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And, you know, he came in with a weird smile. That's when the shootout happened. And that's where you get to see all the great kills.
Yeah. Like, that's so... Okay, so first of all, the shootout.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he said, bullets are flying at me, and this thing in front of me is protecting me. Nah, I want those bullets to just whiz past my face as I shoot these dudes in their necks.
Like, nothing scares this man, not even bullets, bro.
He was literally in a hail of gunfire and aimed carefully for his shots.
Yeah, he took his time. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to get this shot.
Yep. He poured out like, nope.
Bam. Aim down the sight. Down the sights.
Yep.
That's like...
absolutely amazing.
Thumb of thumb.
Like, literally, he's just... and then he got every shot.
Yeah.
He got it.
It was... it's so impressive. It's so very impressive.
And like, shout outs to the FBI guy, because he took one of the guys' guns when he was in the hospital room. And... oh, just went akimbo.
Yeah.
And started shooting everybody. I'm like, bro.
So, that's another one of the cops that I did want to talk about. The black cop.
Yeah. Well, he's FBI agent.
Oh, yeah. Right. He's the FBI agent. Because there was one point in this movie where Black Dynamite killed... not Black Dynamite. Damn it.
Why are you saying
Dolomite.
You're making even worse mistakes.
Right?
I'm getting the fighting wrong.
Dolomite kills this dude after he gets shot. And the FBI agent comes in and looks, and Dolomite's like, man, I'm really about to go to jail because this dude just saw me pull the knife out of this man. FBI agent shoots him and was like, that murder's on me now.
It's on me.
And I was like, what?
And that's the scene from Dolomite Is My Name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, when you see the where it comes out, it's like, oh my God. Okay, it was great.
Yeah. Like, it's just... it was amazing. And you know, you find out, like, he's cool because for the longest time, Dolomite don't trust him, of course.
For the longest time, I didn't trust him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I kind of did because I knew how it
ended. Yeah. Because you know how it ends. Yeah. But...
like, me, it was like, oh, it's that guy. Then I had to wait, like, 40 minutes till he came back again.
Yeah. Which, honestly, this movie did not have to be an hour and a half. It probably could have been 90.
It could have been 50 minutes, man.
With all the extra walking... and lingering.
But we have to. We have to establish the shot.
Bro, you established the shot 15 seconds ago.
Bro, how do I ever know where they're going?
That did always get me when I saw the movie. Like, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you are walking.
Yeah.
Yes, the music is very funky fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Very fresh.
And then, because for one, I need to see if someone put this on YouTube. Dolomite's theme.
Oh, I don't know. But I did look up to see how many reviews of Dolomite there were.
Uh-huh.
There were 3.
Nice.
All of them were under 7 minutes.
Nice. Great. It's like, what can you say about this man?
Exactly. Like, it's just, you have to experience it. Also,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this movie, okay, so if you like these 3 things, you'll definitely love this movie. If you like comedy, karate, and boobs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll love this movie.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason why this was like, I was going to say M for Mature, rated R.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that might as well have been M for Mature back then.
I mean, yeah. But thing is like, that was just...
yeah, there was parts in that I was like, am I watching a flick right now?
Hey, you don't just see boobies. I mean, of course, you know, yeah, you see all the ladies' bodies.
Everything.
The 70s was a bit more liberal with that back then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see man butt, too.
Oh, you see,
all the butts.
A ton of man butt.
It's all the man butt. Everyone gets their butt shown.
Yeah. So ladies, also, that scene towards the beginning where Dolomite gets out of prison
mm-hmm.
and then strips completely naked, puts on his pimp suit, and then throws his prison clothes at the guard.
No, Dolomite. We'll keep him. He'll be back soon.
No. You performed that too well.
And I wonder why.
He was back soon. Because look, 2 days later, he was back in jail.
2 days later for some random BS.
Right. Like, it didn't really last very long.
Yeah, that one, he got out. And then, yo, wait. That tells you a lot about the social...
of course, climate.
Social climate back then, and yeah. Now, if you're putting somebody in jail like that often, of course they're not going to get their life together.
Of course.
So, yeah.
But it's Dolomite, so he doesn't care. He just walks out of jail.
Dolomite did not care at all.
He's like, he's only in jail because he lets you put him in jail.
Yeah. He was in jail to play a game with some dude.
I remember that scene. Remember that scene when he was in jail? And they're just playing games in there, and like the FBI agent comes in.
Yeah.
They talk. Then, like, you know, of course, he doesn't trust him. Dolomite doesn't trust him. And then he walks out and just smacks that guy's dominoes.
Yep.
And he stacked up.
He just smacked it down. I was like, you dick.
Right. I was like, bro, what did you have to do that for? It's not his fault.
It was funny when you see it, because this is like, what? But yeah, dude was a dick for that.
And he was like, bro, man. He smacked it down himself. I'm like,
man, you fuck you.
You didn't have to do that, for one.
You didn't at all. No. Absolutely
didn't. Why, like... It's like there's only one good reason why you do anything, and that's why not.
True.
And he just did it. He was like, psh, as he walked out, I'm like, bro.
That's probably what Dolomite says every time. It's just like, why? But also, why not? Fuck it.
But, yeah. Nah, it's just...
Smack the dominoes.
Like, don't smack the man's dominoes, guys.
That was just unnecessary.
And then it's like, him in the fight with Willie Green... Like how Willie Green just did his thing. And Willie Green was pretty smooth. Willie Green from the Fourth Ward. But his biggest mistake was going up against Dolomite.
Yeah.
Taking his club. Messing up, again, his ladies of the night.
Also took one of his girls.
You know. Like.
Although she did come back to him.
She did, of course. They always come back. He has loyalty with these ladies.
Yeah.
Right? And see how he took it all back? Like, yep. He just walks into a lot of places and just takes things.
He literally walked into his own club after having her wait there, grabbed a key from her, and opened up a safe that they didn't even know existed.
Like, Shy from Chicago, short for Chicago, she was like, she's like his Silver Surfer in that one scene.
Yeah.
His Herald.
That's his Herald.
Like, literally saying, hey, look. In 5 minutes, right behind me, Dolomite's coming, which he came and he took his building back. He got his club back.
Yep.
You know, he just walks in and just takes what he wants because he's Dolomite.
I feel like that might be what have inspired the scene in Luke Cage when, like, Bushmaster came into Harlem's Paradise and took it for himself.
Maybe. There's a lot of, like, noir references in Luke Cage, not noir, but a black exploitation references in Luke Cage. So
yeah.
That would be surprising if it was, in both the comic and the show.
Right.
But yeah, like I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't have anything else to say about this.
I really don't either. I say go watch the movie, experience it for yourself. That's the best way for you to even find out about this movie.
And even listen to like some of Rudy Ray Moore's stand up.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I would say listen to it after that though.
I listen to it. Well, you can listen to it whenever.
That's true.
Okay. I mean, that's how it happened in real life. Of course, he did stand up before he did the movie.
True.
You know, that's how he became famous.
Yep. True.
At least within the black community.
Yeah. So yeah, listen to the stand up. Go watch the movie. Whatever order you feel like.
Yeah. Actually, you may get a better foundation of who he is if you guys do that. So listen to the stand up first, then watch the movie.
Yeah.
But like I said, anything else, Brian? Anything else?
No, like I said, it's
go ahead.
It was definitely shocking for me seeing something like that, but at the same time, not so shocking because there's some strange obsession with me in movies from the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good one.
Yeah.
And it has several more sequels, so check it out. Brian, take us out.
Thank you once again for listening, everybody. We're punching out so you all can punch in. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and of course, donate. This has been the Night Shift Bandits.
Peace.
Peace.